800 New Roof or JohnBielRoofing.com.
You wouldn't let your child set off fireworks outside, but when's the last time you thought about fire safety inside? As a parent, you want to provide the safest environment for your children. Kidde's new worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms will help eliminate your home safety concerns. The sealed-in lithium battery offers protection for 10 years. Never hear a low battery chirp again. Plus, each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
American Patriot Light. All flavor, all American, and only 102 calories. American Patriot Light. Taking back America one beer at a time. Available at Snook, Shop and Save, Deerbrook's, Mobile on the Run, Circle K's, and you can always find us on Facebook.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Hi, Sam Lewis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Our love is alive. So we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table.
I'm going to do a little business, and I'm going to make space so that we have most of an hour to meet somebody. We have a guest. I'm going to talk to you about your kitchen or your bathroom or whichever one of those it is that you hate that makes your house look old. Now, before I introduce her, though, I can ask her, how old is the house you're in? And we won't even have to tell people who you are yet, because you're really not somebody they would know. But how old is your house? Because you're a female, and that's usually the person that says, I'm sick of this kitchen, this bathroom.
I am sick of the kitchen. It's about 13 years old, I believe.
Okay. The kitchen okay?
That's no. It's awful.
Okay. Who would you call, do you think, if you wanted to redo that?
Collier and Thompson kitchen.
No. See, that's the big mistake that a lot too late to kill it.
Yeah, probably.
That's the big mistake that a lot of people make. It's Thompson Price.
Oh, Thompson.
And a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that Thompson Price is another company. It's not another company. It's Thompson Price. So let's try this again. Who would you call if you wanted to redo your kitchen or bathroom?
Thompson Price.
Now, see, that's the right answer. Mm-hmm.
I did think that.
Thompson Price. And see, I'm actually glad you did that, because that's a mistake that people make, that we don't want them to go somewhere thinking they're somewhere else. We want you to go to Thompson Price.
Don't be confused.
Like don't that. Be confused. That's what Steve Mizzarini would say if he crawled out of the grave. Price. If the name Price is not in the name of the company, not the place we're talking about. 13 years old. See, that tells me that the builder didn't think ahead, because in 13 years, kitchen, bathroom should still be good for like 15, 16, 17 years. And you need a new kitchen. You cook?
Yes.
Good? Cook good cook?
Yes. Well, my husband's an awesome
cook. I don't care about your husband. We don't care about your husband.
No.
You cook?
We cook.
You did it again.
Time.
We cook. See, we're not here to include him. We don't care about him. We care about you. You deserve, I'm looking at you, your husband's a loser, because you deserve a new kitchen, and he hasn't gotten you a new kitchen.
You're absolutely
right.
Is
he listening?
I would assume so, sure.
And I just call him a loser. You think he could beat me up, or could I beat him up? What do you think?
I have no idea.
I think I could beat him up. That's what I think.
She hesitated.
I may have a chance to find out when he's waiting in my car.
Yeah.
Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. That's the name. That's the company. That's the company we talk about. Showroom in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli. Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com. Now, the lady in the studio, and would you call yourself a lady?
Sure.
Okay. Is Holly Meyer. Please welcome Holly Meyer.
Yeah.
She's a little nervous. As anybody would be, but I'm not going to read her entire email. This email she sent me, it seems like longer ago, June 3rd. Does that sound right? That's what it says on here. Almost 2 months ago. It says, my name is Holly Meyer, and this is a bold move, but I should be the new chick on your large morning show in the afternoon.
Oh.
That is pretty bold.
Yeah.
We're not looking for a new chick, because Well, just not. The listeners have made it pretty clear. They if we get one, fine. If we don't, fine. She says, I made this decision after calling your show for the first time ever. You said you could describe me just by the sound of my voice, and you did that perfectly. Well, I have a talent for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why should you choose me? Because I will raise your ratings.
Whoa.
Another one.
Wow.
Well, you see, first of all, that's impossible because we're not in the ratings, because the ratings company is a fraudulent bunch of losers that make you pay them to be in the ratings. So you would literally increase the size of our audience, but it would never show up in the ratings because we don't pay them the extortion fee that they demand.
Gotcha.
Laughing and making people laugh is what I love most. Now, is that really, let me stop. Is that really what you love the most, is laughing and making? Is there anything you like more than laughing? Think about it. Maybe one other activity that you like more than laughing? No?
I really, really, really like to laugh.
What's the wrong answer?
I knew that would be another wrong answer.
With the exception of trying to be a good mom, I married my husband because he made me laugh every day. I'm the girl people love to make fun of. Now, let me stop right there. Why would anybody make fun of you? I'm looking at you. You're cute.
Yeah.
Why would they make fun? What do they make fun of?
Oh, there's lots to make fun of. I'm klutzy. I fall. It's, you know, I say stupid things.
Yeah? You haven't said anything stupid yet except the name of that kitchen.
I know. I already blew it.
Well, maybe you do. Okay.
You do.
I said do. Edit that out.
All right, I'll take care of it.
Do I have broadcasting experience? No. Do I need it? I don't think so. I'm sure you can teach me all I need to know.
Wow.
All right, now we're on track. But I do have a sales experience. I have connections that can possibly be new clients for the show. Now, speaking our language. Yeah, that's good. People love me. Well, I'm looking at you, and I'm sure they do. If they don't right away, they will. I have a gift that makes it hard for them not to.
What?
Oh.
What?
She has a gift that makes it hard for them not to. Yeah. Even women that may be nuts, and we all are, by the way, and might be jealous when they first meet me, cannot help but want to be my friend. Oh, did I mention that I am...
Oh my God.
Good looking and your favorite age. You are good looking. You didn't lie.
No.
No. Let me tell you something. Do you know how many times people tell us, oh, I'm hot, I'm good looking, and then we meet them? You are good looking and you're my favorite age. How old are you?
46.
That's it. My favorite age. Mm-hmm. What will I bring to the show? Topics to talk about and funny stories. I'm addicted to the news and current events. I DVR the national morning shows, evening news shows, and local 10 p.m. news. I watch these in addition to combing my iPad for current events throughout the day. And in the middle of the night, I start listening to your show to hear updated news every hour on the road, making calls. I drive my family crazy. My entire family is funny. My kids, my parents, my siblings. Ian, that's Peon, I call him, reminds me exactly of my younger brother who makes us laugh so much at family gatherings. We have to get tissues from laughing so hard we're crying. Wow.
Yeah,
that's very nice. You remind her of somebody that funny.
Hmm.
Meet with me, Frank. It's pretty demanding.
How'd you spell meet?
M-E-E-T.
Oh.
Meet with me. Give me a shot. You will not regret it. I'm sure you do not want to make another change, only to have it be short-lived. My father raised hardworking, successful kids from the time we were in our early teens. And if you don't agree, this is my dream job come true. No hard feelings. I will continue to be a longtime listener, one-time caller, Holly Meyer. What a great email.
Yeah.
Now, Holly, here's for the deal. I have prepared like a questionnaire for you. There's not a job opening here.
I know that. You've made that very clear.
But sometimes the right person can just
stumble into it.
Stumble into it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So here are just a few. I'm going to ask that you answer these honestly. I was going to hook you up to our lie detector test, but our lie detector rather. But I don't think that's necessary.
Okay.
Are you now? 2 weeks ago today, we had a Holly in here. Did you hear her?
Yes, I did.
And she's an ex-convict lesbian. All right.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Are you a lesbian?
No, I am not.
All righty. Have you ever been in prison?
I have not.
All right. You have met me for the first time. You've been here for, I don't know, half an hour. Do you find me sexually attractive?
I do.
I believe her. I you see the way she looked at me?
I wish she was hooked up to
Where's that lie detector?
Now you know why I didn't hook her up. Would you be willing to do anything to be part of this show?
Anything?
Anything.
No.
Good answer. That's a good answer. Because if we said eat elephant doo-doo, you know, like you wouldn't do that.
No, I absolutely would not.
Okay.
I don't think
Are you, I know you're married. Are you happily married?
Very happily married. This time.
We didn't need the very.
This time.
This time. Well, that's a good answer. Do you drink?
I do.
You drink a lot?
No.
How much do you drink, like, in a week? How many drinks will you have a week?
Eight.
Okay. That's like one a day.
Yeah.
Do you smoke?
No.
What is your favorite food? This is an in-depth.
Yeah.
It is.
Look
it
at
is.
You
and
who you are. Yeah. What is your, you're nervous? What is your favorite food?
Pasta.
Any pasta. Just
pretty
pasta.
Much.
I like pasta too. This we're like hit, a, we're, I think we're hitting it off.
It's like a dating site questionnaire.
It is.
Well, I
speed dating.
I put some time into this. And I like pasta, by the way. So we're so far.
We're hitting it off.
We are. We're doing really well. What's your favorite movie? That's a tough one.
Favorite yeah.
Movie. So you just give me sort of a favorite movie.
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
I love Matt Damon.
Okay. What is your favorite position?
I've taken the fifth on that one.
Now, see, if you
the
were
the fifth
really...
position, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. That's a different kind of position.
I think there's 73 positions. She likes the fifth one.
The fifth one.
Yeah.
Let me get the
now, see, out. I'll give you an example of what would have been a like a clever answer to that. You would have said shortstop. See? Mm. See what I did?
Oh, yeah. Baseball.
See, you but assumed, I don't have that talent.
Yeah.
But you assumed
right
that obviously you, you
I did.
Went,
I did.
Your mind went there, you know, oh, something dirt, like
right.
sexual.
We wouldn't I have mean, thought
I,
of
you
that.
You said, you know, halfback. Or guard, forward, shortstop, favorite position. But no, you had to think of sex. See, that's the problem we have with women. It's all they think about.
We're very sports-oriented in this room.
We are,
okay,
Dan.
Okay.
And women, all they want, sex. That's all they want. Where would you like to go that you haven't been?
Italy.
Hmm. Any particular part of Italy?
Yeah, I would like to see the...
Tower of Pisa?
No, the Pope. I'd like to see the Pope.
Really?
Yes.
Are you Catholic?
I am.
Okay. Well, you don't have to go to Italy to see the Pope. He comes here.
I did see him.
Other places.
Here.
Really?
The last Pope, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I'm sitting here thinking about taking you to Italy. I'm not kidding. I'm,
no.
I'm thinking about it. What celebrity do you dislike the most?
Dislike?
Just you look at him and go, I can't believe you're famous.
Or one that's like in a movie and say, I won't even watch that movie because he's in it.
Yeah, good example.
Gosh, and
for example, I can't stand Rosie O'Donnell. Okay, I can't stand her.
Yeah, I don't like her either.
But you have anybody you just can't stand that's famous?
It's a male, and I can't think of who it is right now. Can I come back to that?
Yes, you can do anything you want.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
What's your favorite song?
Hands by... Alanis Morissette.
Hands Free. By Alanis Morissette. Hands Free.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that song, Pia? Would you pull that song up for us? Because I'd like to hear it to get a better idea who this
I got one
is.
Hand in my pocket. Is that the one?
Is that it? One
no,
hand.
No, it's not that's that one.
Hands Free.
I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, we're going to pull this up and just because it'll give me more insight. When I hear the song, I go, okay, that's the kind of music she likes. And it'll help determine whether or not she's...
I like all kind of music. That's just my favorite song.
Well, that's what I asked.
Hands song. Clean, is that it?
Oh, Hands Clean.
You didn't even know the name of your favorite song. You know what? That's not very impressive. Your favorite song, and you don't even know the name of it. Wow, that's a big check mark on it. I'm telling you, that's not... Can we hear a little...
Yeah.
Hands, what's it called?
Hands Clean.
Clean. This is Alanis Morissette, Hands Clean.
With your maturity, none of this would have happened. If you weren't so wise beyond your years, I would have been able to control myself. If it weren't for my attention, you
what's
would
the song
have been
about?
Successful.
It's about a couple that met that knew they shouldn't be together, but they couldn't help themselves.
Kind of like right now, like us.
Kind of like that.
That's why she chose it.
It is.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah, this is one of her hits.
Okay, that's all I need to hear. Now that I know what the song's about, a couple that meets, they shouldn't be together. That would be me and Holly.
Yeah.
But they can't help themselves.
Oh.
All right, now we've
exactly.
turned. It's going the right direction now. What is your favorite dish or dessert that you make?
Chocolate tort.
Chocolate tort.
Yes.
You're good at that. You make a good... Okay.
Requested very often.
I believe you. Requested very often. Mm. I believe you. What kind of car do you drive?
A Ford Explorer.
Okay. No, I don't have a problem with that.
No. John Landoff
If
might,
you would buy a Chevrolet, where would you buy it?
John Landoff Chevrolet.
Okay, that's a good answer. Very, very good answer.
One thing.
What year is your Ford Explorer?
2006.
Did you pick it out, or was it like your husband said? Here's
no,
your...
I picked it out.
Okay, all right. Well, back then, you didn't know better. You didn't know the show. That's
right.
nine years ago. 9 years ago. You had a pass on that. If you had a heating and cooling issue at your house, who would you call?
Matheny Heating and Cooling.
Matheny Heating and Cooling. See what she did? I think she faked
not knowing
nervousness.
Just to make it to
fake nervousness because when a woman is nervous, you tend to be a little more gentle with them. I think she faked it. Where do I go to the dentist? For 40 years,
I've
gone. You
have an appointment this week.
No, next month.
Next month?
Man. Yeah, not this week. Oh, boy, you're blonde. You are blonde. Something Dental Care.
I know the name of it. I
big check mark. Another big black check
mark.
No. That's two black check marks. I want to see all red check marks, not black. Ballast Dental Care. No, too late. I told you. Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. Finish it. Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up.
We've got lots to share.
That's it. Yeah.
Singing is not
Dan, Dan, we don't need the rules.
No. We know you know it. We hope you know
You're
it.
You're not being quizzed. Yeah. What is Peon's wife's name?
Angie. Angela.
We'll accept
yeah,
she came back in with... have you ever gotten a ticket from a police officer?
I have.
When was the last time that happened?
Like 20 years ago.
20 years ago?
Wow.
What was it for?
Speeding.
You beat somebody? Beating?
No, speeding.
Oh, speeding. Do you drive fast? Do you like to drive fast?
I do.
I like that. That says a lot. I like that. She likes to drive fast. Now, that was 20 years ago. I'm guessing you've been stopped since then but didn't get a ticket.
I have, yes.
And you got out of it by what? Showing cleavage?
No.
Crying?
Not crying. How'd
you get out of it? They don't like crying, and sometimes it works.
No.
Not for men, but women. How'd you get out of it?
I just asked him to please give me a warning.
You asked him to please give you a warning?
Wow.
That's all you had to do? Well, yeah. I mean, look at her,
We
though.
Should have hooked up the lie detector.
Yeah.
She's lying. Did you perform any sort of anything on the officer to get out of the ticket?
Okay. No.
All right, do you have any talent? Do you play anything? Do you sing? Do you impressions? Do you have any kind of showbiz type talent?
I play the piano.
You play the piano?
I have no showbiz talent.
Well, that's showbiz talent, piano playing. Pull that mic a little closer or speak up just a little.
Okay.
One. There you go. I like the way you touch that. let's see. I'm not going to ask that one. I want you to... Now, this is pressure.
That?
No, this is pressure. I want you to tell me a joke. Yeah, don't look at me like that. Tell me, can you not tell a joke? Not one joke?
I don't have one prepared.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and when we come back... This is the same exact joke that I always tell women who say they don't know a joke or don't know how to tell a joke. It's the same one. I'm going to tell it once, and then you're going to tell it back to me. How's that? Oh, relax.
No one can tell a joke like you.
You don't have to tell it like me. You just have to tell it. Okay, relax. Just relax. You took a deep breath. It means you're getting to relax. You're doing fine, except for the two black check marks. You're doing fine. You're allowed three black check marks, by the way.
And then I have to leave.
Man, you have to do something. I don't know that I'd make you leave. Again, is your husband listening, and can he beat me up? I'm serious.
He's not supposed to be listening.
That means he's listening.
How big
is your husband? Is he tall? How tall is he?
He's pretty big. He's 6'3".
How much does he weigh?
Yeah.
220.
Is he in shape?
Built.
Yeah, is he in shape like me?
Not ground like in shape. You.
Do you have a sense of humor?
Well, oh, yes, he has a great
sense
of humor.
So he'll understand that I'm kind of just kidding, but not about everything. all right, we're going to take a little break here, and I'm going to talk about the Life Care Center. Now, have you ever been in the hospital for something so serious that you had to go and have transitional care before you went home. You look pretty healthy to me.
Yeah, I've never been sick, knock on wood.
You ever been in the hospital at all?
Just to have babies.
Yeah, you've had three, right?
Three.
You look fantastic. No, you really do. When you told me in your email you're good looking.
Quit saying that.
No, I'm not kidding. I thought, yeah, right. And you guys, look at her. I mean,
yeah.
You are.
She wasn't
lying. And a lot of women, you know what women say sometimes? Here's what my wife says. If she sees somebody hot, she goes, yeah, well, she hadn't had three kids.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like for her to get a look at you. And then once she said, well, she had, I go, yeah, hey. She has had three kids. So you look great. You really
Thank you.
Do. Life Care Center is a transitional care facility. So what that means is, let's say somebody has a heart attack or they have pneumonia, they have a stroke, something really serious. And the hospitals, they don't like, did you see how fast that Kate got out of the hospital? And
yeah.
She's royalty. One night, she has a baby, she's there one night, boom, out of here. And she's a royalty, for goodness sakes. They just don't
let
fast. You stay. Huh?
That was fast.
It was very fast. They don't let you stay in the hospital very long. And a lot of times, you still need care, and you need rehab, and you need stuff. And you want to get it from people that know what they're doing. That is Life Care Center of Florissant. Now, you don't have to live in Florissant to go to Life Care. Because, look, this is something you're not going to be doing every week or every year or maybe ever again. You're going to go there and you're going to stay there until you are back to 100% ready to go home. You might be there 2 weeks. You might be there 10 days. The average stay is 27 days. 27 days. But what a fabulous, beautiful facility. They have an executive chef. His name is Roger Jameson. They have a facility that was built in 2010 is practically brand new. So it doesn't matter where you live. If you want to check out other places that kind of do this or try to do this, go ahead. Because what you'll end up doing is coming back and saying, wow, nothing compares to Life Care Center. I'm going to go there. In Florissant, they'd love to give you a tour. And I would love for you to take it. If you know somebody's in the hospital and they're going to need this kind of transitional care or just for future reference. Or by the way, if you know somebody in your family or somebody that you care about who's been in the hospital in the last 30 days and they're kind of struggling, they can still get into Life Care Center. Ask them about that, too. Life Care Center of Florissant. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with Holly Meyer. She will finish the questionnaire, and then she can ask us questions. Or she can pretty much do whatever she wants to because she's really hot. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's check traffic right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Yeah, we've got a couple of problems out there. First of all, on westbound 44 near the Geyer Road overpass, you've got an accident. And then in the same vicinity, just across the river in Fenton at Yarnell and Rudder Road, there's a crash. Now, we're headed out that way now, but as we took off, I checked on eastbound 64. That's jammed already back approaching Grand up to the Poplar Street Bridge. On northbound 55, that right lane backs up onto the ramp of Highway 44. Eastbound 44 is just slow. A little east of Jefferson up to that ramp to merge onto 55. Southbound 270, you're going to find some slow to stop and go pockets from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270, look for that slowdown between Olive and Page where that accident was on blocking the right lane just north of Olive. And this traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. BOGO is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Huge savings for back to school on brands like Vans, Adidas, and Madden Girl. Famous Footwear, victory is yours. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a donut break
in the middle of your morning at work.
The Morning Quickie with Steve Cochran. Weekdays at 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in the county. We love living in our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Nothing fun to do where you live? Join us. Every fourth Wednesday night this summer, enjoy great street parties in Old Town Florissant. For Wednesday night out, July 31st, visit historic St. Ferdinand Shrine where St. Philippine Duchesne mentored her friend, pioneer Jesuit Pierre de Smet. Join us for a family movie, ice cream, book signing, square dancing, and more. Every Saturday night this summer, rock on to live concerts in St. Ferdinand Park. Our July concerts feature Ground Flow Fusion and the ever-popular Smash Band. Billy Peake, Boeing, and the famous Butch Wax in the Hollywoods will perform in August. Our strong economic engine is causing tremendous growth in stores and restaurants. They're even building a superstore here without a TIF. Why not make Florissant the place to buy your next car or home? Visit FlorissantMo.com to learn more about living in the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
Bugs. Wrong spot. Bugs in the right spot are not bad, but when they're in my house, crawling around out of my shoe or running across the kitchen floor, I freak out. I have a big problem, and folks, when you have that kind of stuff going on in your house, what you need to do is to call West County Pest Control Company. They're family-owned. They're not a big outfit, but I want to tell you something. They're affordable, they're neat and clean, they're insured, and they know what the heck they're doing. And don't let the name fool you. West County Pest Control services the entire area, and the work will usually be done in a timely fashion by probably a member of the family. That ought to tell you something. Right now, West County Pest Control is offering 20% off a pest treatment to you new customers. And then if you wish, they'll take $100 off their first-time termite treatment on your home. And boy, you know how bad termites are around this town.
Hello again, friends. Tom Calhoun for the Bellow Man. Isn't it amazing how technology has changed our world? Just think about it. Some of the biggest innovations in technology have actually happened in the heating and cooling industry, too. How would you feel if you actually had an air conditioning system that not only cooled your home great, but the air felt cooler and crisper? Here's some good news. My friends in the Metro East, the Bellow Man, are the experts in recommending a new high-efficiency Carrier comfort system that can make your family feel like you're living on an island oasis. Their highly trained staff can sit down with you and make recommendations that make sense for you and your family. Don't wait, though. Pick up the phone now and dial 618-BELLOWMAN. That's B-E-L-O-M-A-N. Or go online at bellowman.com. Only takes a minute, and the expert advice will last for years to come. That's 618-BELLOWMAN.
Cooling, plumbing woes, Bellow Man's the one who knows. If you find you're in a fix, call 235-6626. That's B-E-L-O-M-A.
Hi, I'm Carol. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. I briefly lived in Lake of the Ozarks. After consulting with a dentist in Jeff City and then with Dr. Bowen in Florissant, I made the decision to return to Dr. Bowen for the treatment on my teeth. I frequently made the 3-hour drive from the Lake of the Ozarks up to Florissant for my dental work. That's how confident I was in Dr. Bowen's work. Friends used to say to me, "You drive from the lake up to Florissant for a dentist?" I now live in Afton, and I'm still getting that question from people. Fast forward 33 years to 2013. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS pharmacy today.
There are things that are the same in all bars, but then there are things that make a bar unique. For example, Cousin Hugo's on Laclede Station Road. Sure, they have a great outside patio, great food, friendly service, and you can catch all the games you want to watch. But they also have marvelous weekly specials. And since Cousin Hugo's is located at the entrance of Rocket Park at Laclede Station Road, it's a great hangout after the game. Cousin Hugo's, simply the best summer bar around.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We have Holly Meyer. Don't you say, who's that? Who's that? Say it.
Who's that?
Yeah. Well, she's just a listener, and she wrote me this email, so we let her come in for an hour, and we're running her through the mill here with we're grilling her with these questions. And the last thing I asked her was if she could tell me a joke, and you said no, I can't tell you a joke. So I'm gonna tell you a joke. You're gonna tell it back to me. Okay. Same joke. We have some very good friends, a couple, and this guy's wife says I can't tell a joke, so. I told her this joke, and she's yet to be able to really tell it back to me. But it's just a little test. Don't worry about it. You've got two black check marks. That's negative. You are allowed one more. This could be it. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all.
So a guy's walking down the road, and a blonde, like you, meets him on the road. They're walking toward each other, and he has like a burlap sack. And it seems to be moving. And the blonde says, hey, what's in the sack? And he says, puppies. And she says, oh, I love puppies. If I can guess how many puppies are in the bag, can I have one? He says, hey, if you can guess how many puppies are in the bag, you can have both of them. She says, five? Now, she laughed at that. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Now, tell me that joke. Get a little closer or pull that toward you. Okay, go ahead. And now here, Holly Meyer with the blonde and the man walking down the street. Joe, go ahead.
A guy's walking down the street, and a blonde is coming towards him, and they meet on the street. And the man is carrying a burlap sack, which seems to be moving. So she says, oh, what's in the burlap sack? Puppies. Oh, I love puppies. If I guess how many puppies are in the sack, can I have one? Sure. If you guess how many puppies are in the sack, you can have both of them. Five?
Wow.
She did it.
She did it.
She did it. Turn on the Annex audience applause microphone.
I don't think we've had anybody ever get it right.
Now, let me tell you something, Holly.
I know I couldn't.
I believe that's the first time it's been retold properly.
Yeah.
You did it. You did it.
I did.
You still only have two black check marks. That's a giant test. You just passed a giant test. Now, the other big test will come after the show's off the air.
Well, yeah.
But that's another deal. Now, blank equity mortgage. Fill in that blank.
Frank, you've got to stop doing this to me.
This is a 21-year advertiser. Every week for 21 years.
Where do we live?
And blank, I've called them.
Dan, don't cheat for her.
I've
blank equity
before.
Mortgage.
I gotta go.
Now, I'm gonna take into consideration this is an
radio nerves.
An unfamiliar environment, and that I have my penis out.
You do?
I know you can't see it from there, Dan.
I thought it was a Tic Tac.
American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage.
And I actually have my mortgage with them.
Well, that's even sadder.
Oh.
That's even sadder.
That just shows nerves.
That shows she's blonde.
Yes. Well,
no more
yeah.
questions like that.
Don't tell me what to do. Okay, I'm not going to make that a black check mark because it's a nerve issue. You get one because of the nerves. All right. Who in this ensemble loves to say the word cheese?
Dan.
What?
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
Rat Boy likes to say
Rat
cheese.
Boy says yeah. cheese every single day. Rat Boy says cheese.
I thought you just played that after Dan said it.
No.
No, I don't say
Dan
it.
Dan never said Rat Boy said, look, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm not going to make that a black check mark either, because you're really good looking. All right. Normally, you'd be out of here.
How many questions?
No, you'd be out of here. Only three more questions.
The guy that actually says it, Rat Boy, his real name is Dave, so his name begins with a D.
Okay, we're going to, that's why we're going to not make this a black check mark.
Okay.
What Billy Bob Thornton movie do we talk about a lot and really used to talk about a lot?
Sling Blade.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. Who in this room plays bass guitar and harmonica?
Dan.
Two more questions and you're home free.
One more.
No, two more. I'm the boss. Now, these aren't really questions. These are commands, in a sense. Sing the Star Spangled Banner.
No.
I know.
I like that. She's feisty.
I'm sorry, your response was no? Is that what you said to me?
I am not singing Star Spangled Banner.
I like that. Yeah. I'm taking a black mark away just because of that attitude. I'm removing a black mark. All right, say the pledge to the flag.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag and to the United States of America, for which it stands.
No, you messed it up. Now, we'll give Nerves.
Why do I have to do that?
Because I said to. Say, try it again. Pledge to the flag. If you don't do it, you're communist. Go ahead. Pledge to the flag.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag and to the United States of America.
Not and to the United States. I pledge allegiance
of the United States of America.
Go ahead.
Which
and
it stands.
No, no, no. And to the republic. Start over.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And this is the last one. Say it in Spanish. Just kidding. Just kidding. The worst is over.
Thank God.
Now, do you have any questions for us?
I wanted to ask you how the baby was.
See, I don't like...
I know you don't want to talk about the baby, but Frank, you're going to have to talk about the baby.
Well, the baby's fine. The baby's fine. The baby is beautiful and fine. Any other questions?
Well, when I was thinking about... You know, I asked you what the baby's name was.
Right.
Because I have a question that I think would be for the problem solvers.
Well, then it would be for us, because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the question?
Well, you know, I know everybody's sick of hearing about the royal baby.
I'm sick of it, yeah.
I know, I'm too. But they finally named the baby.
George.
George.
Right.
Louis Alexander.
Well, it's really George Alexander Lewis. You messed that up. But you're blonde. You flipped him. You're blonde.
Yeah.
And you thought I had dark hair. But what is their last name?
That's a good question. What is their? William what?
You never hear it.
No, she's right.
No,
it's Prince William.
Kate and William something. Peon's going to look it up.
They're of something. Or but
yeah, of
you never hear their last name.
Windsor or
Cambridge.
Yeah.
But William must have a last name. This is a very good question. Because they never refer to them. Jones.
No.
Wouldn't it be great if their name is Jones? Yeah. Bill and
Mountbatten Windsor.
What?
Mountbatten - Windsor.
Mountbatten?
Wait a minute. Is his last name Windsor? William Windsor? No, he's the
Mountbatten,
Duke of He's the Duke of Windsor.
Oh, that's their last name.
Well, that's a horrible name.
That's why they don't
Kate, what's your name? Kate Mountbatten Windsor and William I don't think that's right. I think that's a royal thing, like the Duke of Windsor or something. Because what's Charles's last? We don't know his last name.
No.
That's what I'm saying. They never
You know
say
what?
It.
That's a great question. Remind me as soon as the show's over to take you to the reward room.
That room's been vacant for a while.
It has been vacant way too long. And I've got some great rewards to give you for that. That is a really
Charles' full name is Charles Philip Arthur George, but those are just a bunch of first
names. Bunch of royal names.
I think Mountbatten Windsor is their last name.
Well, that's horrible. No wonder they.
Yeah, no wonder they don't.
Do you have any other things to enlighten us with? Because that was good. That was very good.
That was the only question I had.
Are you hot in here or cold?
I'm perfect.
Somebody called and said their last name's Cambridge.
No, I don't think so. It's another of Cambridge. His name's not William Cambridge, I don't think. Now, you have three kids. Tell them how old your kids are. It's unbelievable. Listen to this age range.
20, 17, and 3.
And 3?
Wow.
Wow.
was a shocker.
I'm guessing three was a...
Well, she just said surprise. It was a shocker.
Hello.
Surprise. We're drawing near the end of the hour. How's this going so far, do you think?
I'm feeling a little better.
Feeling a little better? I'll feel you, and I'll tell you if you feel better. You have any other questions? The phones are all lit up. These people probably either want to say, get her out of there, or we like her.
The last name probably.
They probably have the last name. Yeah, if anybody comes up with their real last
name. It's last name. Susan says, I know the last name.
Well, let me.
Everything I found is Mountbatten
Windsor. Line two.
Let's get to it. Hey, Susan.
Susan?
Hey, yeah, what's their last name?
Their real last name is Sax Coburn Gotha, and they changed it to Windsor a couple of years ago because they wanted to sound more English.
So you're telling me that before he married Kate, his name was William Windsor?
Well, his name is William Windsor now, but before, when the current Queen Elizabeth, her maiden name was Sax Coburn Gotha, and that's the name they used because they were German.
Brother.
Sax.
What a Coburn mouthful.
Gotha.
So,
yeah.
So what's Charles? What's his last name?
They officially all changed their last name to Windsor a couple years ago.
So what is he, what is William the Duke of? He's the Duke of what?
Cambridge.
Now, how is it that he's a duke, yet this little kid is going to be a king? How's that work?
He's a duke?
Well, William, the queen gave William and Kate these sort of honorary dukedoms, and they got married. And that's why they're called the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, and it's sort of a little honorary title, until he becomes king.
Wow, you know some stuff. So how do you know all this?
I'm Canadian.
Okay.
Oh. Kind of connected to...
I don't know what that means, but...
I don't know. No, I just enjoy all this royal stuff. I always have, and I'll be in London next week, and I'll get to see some more of this.
Well, you can enjoy my part, too, okay? Susan, thank you.
You're welcome, Frank.
How about that, Holly?
How about
smart our listeners
are? I knew they would be.
And I still can't repeat whatever she just said. Abduman something or something. What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. Now it's Windsor. William Windsor, which I don't think it sounds like a very good name. If you're going to change your name, change, like Dan said, William Jones. And be one of the people.
Yeah.
Like more like a regular person. Do you have the satanic thing handy?
I do.
Holly, I'm sorry you're going to have to hear this, and I hope it doesn't affect your life in any way in a negative, black, dark manner. But listener... call this to our attention. The Mr. Ed theme. You know who Mr. Ed was? A TV, you're not very old, but there was a TV show in the 60s called Mr. Ed. It was a talking horse. Do you know about this?
Yes.
Wilbur, that was his master. somebody said there's a part of that song, if you play it backwards, it has a satanic message.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a Satan worshiper, are you?
No, I'm not.
You're Catholic.
I am.
You're very Catholic, because you said you went to see the Pope. Would you play this, Peon?
All right.
Listen closely.
Let's see if anybody can pick it up first. Source of the devil.
Source of the devil. I heard it.
I heard it.
That's how one part, it. And then here's the other part. Song for Satan. Did you hear that?
Play that again. The song for Satan.
Song for Satan.
Source of the devil and song for Satan. There it is.
Wow.
Unbelievable. How many serial killers became who they were because of hearing that? Because see, even though you hear it forward, a real satanic, demonic person would be able to hear it backwards in their minds and pick out the message from Satan.
When you think about it, it's a show about a talking horse.
Are you getting scared, Holly?
Yeah. A little bit.
It's a little bit scary.
Holly.
Source of the devil. And what was that other
message? Source of the devil.
What was that other message?
Sing a song for Satan.
Sing a song for Satan.
Wow. A talking horse.
If that's in reruns, don't let your children.
Mm-mm.
You may be tempted to say to your grandkids or your kids, hey, you know, when I was younger, we used to watch this show. Kids sit down and watch this show. Keep them away from that crap. Keep them away from that horrible.
No, Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. Thank you, Holly. Mr. Ed. Now, do you know the Mr. Ed theme? A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse... Here it is right here.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. A.
Sounds innocent.
Yeah.
It does.
You'd never think that had satanic messages.
No.
And the other news I wanted to share with you, and I couldn't earlier because you're not supposed to make a Consumer Reports review part of a commercial. So this is outside of any commercial, but I will tell you that Consumer Reports, for the first time in over 20 years, the editors have rated a domestic sedan the best in the market, and that sedan is the 2014 Chevy Impala.
Oh.
It got 95 out of 100. It beat out the Hyundai Genesis, the Toyota Avalon, which only got an 85, Chrysler 300, which only got an 83, Nissan Maxima 83, 95 for the Impala. This is a huge deal for the folks at General Motors and the Chevrolet division of General Motors. Our guest is Holly Meyer. I have invited her to stick around through the Playhouse. You're going to stay, right?
Yes, I am.
And I told her, the reason I told her she could come in for an hour, it's, well, I can't, if I say this on the air, then I can never in the future.
Yeah, don't reveal it.
Yeah, forget what I just said. But I have invited you to make an hour, 2 hours, and I have a good joke in the Playhouse. I think you'll enjoy it. And maybe you'll have a chance to, if you want to jump in, jump in. You've passed the test, by the way. It's over and you
can. Thank you.
Now, that doesn't mean you're going to work here. It doesn't mean you're going to be part of the show because there's no job opening.
Exactly.
There are a lot of other things you'd have to do to get me to say, okay, I want you in here all the time. Now, let me ask you one quick question. I don't have time. I got to do this business. I'll ask you later. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Have you ever been in one of the?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
And did you buy anything, do you think?
Yeah, the one off of Lindbergh.
Well, that proves to me she's not lying.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful stores. And you know, they don't have sales. They don't have these bogus, ridiculous, fake sales. Last night on TV, I'm not making this up, I watched a commercial for Furniture Place, and here's what they said. They said, and it had a clock, and they said, it's our big 2-day sale, and you don't want to miss it. It's this Saturday and Sunday. And then they said, 2 days only, and then it's over. All these deals are over. Well, you know what? They might as well just close the place, because who's going to go after the good deals are over?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who, the people who believe that right after that, they'll have another big sale that's just as big as the one that's over. Enough of that. Ashley Furniture Home Store, 6 locations every day is like a sale, because they just go ahead and put the prices where they would have been if there'd been a sale anyway. 6 locations in the St. Louis area, Illinois, Edwardsville, and Shiloh. Over here, South County, West County, Forreston, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Sales, 5 o'clock. Big 5 minutes.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We're going to begin with an ABC News exclusive.